Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show. Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we KGO go.
No, I don't. And it's interesting. I thought for sure I would.
Missed the show.
And then the first day of Stephen's show, when he went on the air, an energy left me, and I felt like, you know, that's not my problem anymore. I couldn't care less about late night television. I'm happy for the guys, men and women. There should be more women. And I don't know why they didn't give my show to a woman. That would have been fine.
Did they ask you about who should replace you?
No. Oh, no. Yeah. No, they didn't ask me about anything. They were just happy I was going.
Happy to get rid of you. And away we go on the Drex Radio Show with Maureen Langan. Maureen, good evening.
Yay!
Darling, maybe Letterman would have liked to have had some female writers on his staff that could have moved up the ranks. Just a thought.
I don't know. Crazy. Yeah, those people, what was his writing staff like?
Well, I don't know because I wasn't on it.
Right.
But all the writing staffs, most of them were 95% men.
Really?
Late night shows. Oh, yeah, most of them, yeah. Go look at any rundown, yeah.
Well, I'm chatting with KGO's very own Maureen Langan, and your show is on what weekend night?
Nobody
are you
knows when it is. Nobody has any idea that I'm even working for KGO. I'm on Sunday nights, 7 to 10. It's called Hanging with Langan. There are nice people who listen.
Yes,
I'm invited
I don't know why
to all
you
the
say
sales
that
meetings.
Yeah.
Everybody wants me there. I'm really, there's a lot of sponsors. All right, anyway.
I get the same thing. So, yeah, it's just not you. It's a thing.
Yeah, it's not you. Okay. No, listen, I love my Sunday night, 7 to 10. I have the greatest people who listen. I work with Valerie, as you do during the week.
Right.
We have a great time. Honest to God, it's a party on wheels. We're just having a good time on Sunday nights.
And we love Valerie. So I want to talk about
Valerie.
Yes.
I'm getting a reading here.
Onion rings.
I have goosebumps. Wait, I got goosebumps.
Onion rings.
Smell onion
and
rings.
McDonald's, right. Yes.
Stay away. They want you to be healthier. Think of the number 5. Okay.
Do you have it? And now, I see the daughter of a garbage man.
Oh, my God, you do. You are psychic. That's crazy.
Are you really the daughter of a garbage man?
Well, you would make that up. If I was going to make something up, it'd be the daughter of a Wall Street billionaire.
Okay, so
yes.
Dad worked for the mob. He knows where Jimmy Hoffa is.
No, my father did not work for the mob. Those are the private garbage men. My father works for the New York City Sanitation Department.
Oh.
Very different.
So he still doesn't know where Jimmy Hoffa would be.
No, that would be somebody from Staten Island would know, likely an Italian man.
And in the end zone of where the Giants play, wherever that is.
That's in the Meadowlands area, northern New Jersey.
Right.
I didn't grow up far from there. However, I would imagine somebody from Howard Beach, Queens, would know where Jimmy Hoffa is. I'm just, you know, painting a picture for those who don't know the East Coast.
Isn't it crazy that no one has ever found him?
I mean, a lot of time worrying about it.
You know, this is crazy. So there's a breaking story now with Kim Kardashian. I personally searched OJ's bag, no murder weapon or bloody clothes. Kim Kardashian is adamant that her father, you know, because the Louis Vuitton bag, there's actually a photo of that. Her father, Robert Kardashian, who was part of the Dream Team, they said that, that bag was taken out with smuggling the murder weapon or bloody clothes out of OJ Simpson's home, claiming that she personally inspected it with her own eyes. And let me see here. So they have the picture up here on TMZ. And then she was talking to GQ and she said, I know people said at the time when he joined Simpson's defense team, so he couldn't be called as a witness because he had that Louis Vuitton bag that supposedly had the murder weapon and stuff like that. But the bag was sitting at my dad's house. And I remember I went through it. The news was like, where is the Louis Vuitton bag? And I was like, well, it's upstairs. So GQ asked, did you really go through it? And she said, totally. Was it worth it? She said, yeah, it was just toiletries and clothes and golf clothes and just random stuff. I'm pretty sure it was like still probably in my dad's storage. And by the way,
was she like 10?
I guess, right. And she also, she says that she loved watching People versus O.J. Simpson and Schwimmer's portrayal of her father.
Huh. The whole thing is so disgusting.
Yeah, it
the
is.
Whole thing is so crazy to me. And that's why I talk about, I'm doing a one-person show called Daughter of a Garbage Man,
right.
which I'm doing at Piano Fight on Tuesday night, and then June 21st and the following Wednesday, the 29th. And what I talk about is this Kardashian culture where somebody like her gets so disproportionately rewarded while the rest of us are working like slobs. And it makes you wonder, were you raised wrong? Maybe we were all raised wrong.
Well,
I mean, how do you think her father wanted her to grow up and oil up her ass and show it to the world? Is
no,
that the goal?
But Chris made it golden. I mean, Chris is the machine behind the whole Kardashian empire.
Well, her mother is a madam. I mean, that's
yeah.
what her mother is.
Yes.
She's
madam, madam Kardashian.
Yeah.
Madam
yeah.
Kardashian.
Well, right.
Thanks, VB.
Well,
she is. I mean, she's like Dennis Hopp's ranch. I mean, she should go work there. It's just the same thing.
Well, you know,
and the same thing happens. They got the guy, what's his name? Lamar?
Lamar
it's
Odom.
The same thing.
Yeah,
whether
with
he ODs there or their house, what's the difference?
Well, Khloe is distancing herself from him now. But
well,
I mean, you
good.
Know, I mean, that whole, that I heard this story, and I don't know if it's true or not. It's just garbage. But the whole thing that that sex tape with RJ was hanging around in a drawer somewhere, and Chris found it once and said, well, what is this? Is it the sex tape with RJ? And she set it up, and away they went.
Well, this is what I heard, if I may, Drex. I heard that she went to her mother, Kim went to her mother mortified and said, Mom, you know, he posted this to the internet. I don't know what to do. And her mother said, calm down. I'm going to take care of everything. And she said, what will you do, Mommy? Will we get an injunction by the courts? What will happen? She said, oh, God, no. We're going to plaster this internationally. You're going to have million-dollar homes. You're going to oil up your ass on a magazine. Could you imagine if I went to my Irish Catholic mother and said, Mom, there's a video of me naked. She'd be like, oh, my God, maybe we could afford to have the cabinets refurbished. If we could just get this out there, you know, good for nothing, whore ya. But anyway, it's so crazy to me, the whole thing.
So what is going on with your pianofight.com?
So what I'm doing is I'm going to Scotland for the month of August.
Nice.
I better tell the powers that be. Then I'm going to Ireland for a week. So what I'm doing is taking my solo show, which takes my stand-up comedy and goes deeper behind these questions of why certain people get rewarded, how we're all raised. And I will be doing the first run-through, the hour, at Piano Fight. It's on Taylor Street in San Francisco. It's the former Original Joe's. So it's only like $10, and if you say fun cheap, two words, one but together, you'll get $2 off. It's like $8. Come on by. You'll be a fly on the wall as I workshop this, but you're going to get a good show because I'm not a slug. You understand? And you'll get to watch me work it out, and you know, and I'll do it the following week on a Wednesday, and you know, then two more nights in July. And then I'll do it at the Pinball Museum in Alameda. I hate bragging. The thing is, I will be at the Pinball Museum in Alameda for three nights in July.
You're the pinball wizard.
Well, I am. And, no, it's good. I'm really working hard on the show, and I find that the Bay Area audiences are so supportive and really cool. And if they can just come out and be supportive and leave the judgment at home or leave the judgment to me, we'll have a great time.
Yeah, I'd love to hear you. I bet you're naughty as hell when you're, because
well,
I only
is,
hear you on the radio.
It's also smart. It's like, come on, people. What's happening? Like, remember you were told to read and write, and that was going to get you ahead, and now
yeah.
you find out nobody wants to screw Eleanor Roosevelt. It's like, what happened? What happened? Why did I dance with poles while I had the body to do so? That's really what it's about.
Dance with poles?
Well, I still had the body. If I could turn back time.
I know, right?
Really
we could all turn back time, yes. But you don't realize that you had that body back then. I mean, then you look back, and you're like, well why was I not working this harder?
That's exactly my point.
Yeah.
Why was I reading? Why
right.
was I diagramming sentences? What the hell was I thinking?
Yes.
God, but the
I
thing is,
that.
Piano Fight's a really cool space. It's on Taylor Street in the Tenderloin. They have three little small theaters in the back. Some are big, some are small. It's a very cool thing, and if people want to come out to the show, they can go to Eventbrite or they can go to pianofight.com. If you put in fun cheap, you'll save $2. Come on, how cheap can you be? They're only $10 to begin with. But it'd be a lot of fun, and I'd welcome their support, and they're going to have a lot of laughs and something to think about.
Okay, hang on a second here. I want to talk to you on the other side, okay? We're talking with Maureen Langan, and her show is Monday. Well, actually, Sunday. I'm on Monday. She's on Sunday night, 7 till 10. And we'll be back. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10. And now with a look at traffic, here's Lee Graham.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
And things are...
She's just yes. a girl, and she's on fire.
Oh, she is.
Hotter than a fantasy. Lonely like a highway.
Mo Langan. She's a little shucky ducky.
Shucky ducky. Thank you very much.
Yes. It's shucky ducky.
This sounds like a shucky ducky kind of crowd.
Because it is.
On a shucky ducky kind of day. Here to support an shucky ducky kind of candidate.
And that would be Trump.
Oh, my God. Was this Herman
Cain? Yes. Shucky ducky.
I didn't know if it was him or Dennis Rodman over in North
it's
Korea.
Herman Cain.
I didn't know what was happening.
Yeah. And here's the crazy thing. People ask me, were driving me crazy earlier. They're like, who the hell is that? I remember him. I said, that's Herman Cain. He ran for president. He was actually trending for a while in 2012.
Shucky ducky.
This is crazy. That's got to be a remix of him.
No. I have a remix of it.
I bet you do.
Of course I do. No, because Fallon did it. Let me play this for you. This is cool.
Over on the Republican side, Donald Trump is still the nominee. And I don't know what to make of this, but Herman Cain was introducing him at a rally today, or at least I think that's what he was doing. Look at this.
Shucky ducky. This sounds like a shucky ducky kind of crowd on a shucky ducky kind of day here to support an shucky ducky kind of candidate.
What is going on? Oh, shucky ducky. He's making that his catchphrase. In fact, Herman Cain's even dropped a new single called Shucky Ducky. Take a look at this.
This sounds like a shucky ducky crowd. Shucky ducky day. Donald Trump, shucky ducky candidate. Allow me to set the record straight and he make America great.
Oh. Oh my God, so humiliating.
I know, right? So.
I mean, this is the Pizza Empire guy.
Yes.
And he's talking Shucky Ducky. Is it a new dance? I don't even know what's happening.
Well, I had to look it up, and so it means either excitement or disappointment.
Where?
The way you're expressing it. I don't know. So
Czechoslovakia? Like where?
Shucky Ducky for Trump,
what's happening?
I don't know.
I have extreme disappointment. Other people have extreme excitement about him, so I suppose that's appropriate, Shucky Ducky.
Let me tell you just the crazy thing. So... I'm looking at Drudge Report, and there's this big fight going on that Donald Trump seems to think that the LGBT community is running to him to support him.
They are.
Yeah. Do you think so?
So we're women with uteruses. We love him.
I don't see it happening. If you look at the Daily Beast, the hashtag...
He is a Daily Beast.
Right. Hashtag LGBTQ hates Trump party. There was a big fight about this. You know, people came after Twitter because they said that they were skewing, that they were actually censoring the popular hashtag gays for Trump hashtag, that they wouldn't allow it to trend. And I said, so what if they are? I mean, you know, it's not a democracy at Facebook nor at Twitter. They can do whatever they want.
Yeah, it's like Fox News.
Right, exactly. Fair and balanced. Right, yeah.
Whatever you want. Oh, my God. The whole thing is so nuts. Shucky ducky. Oh, Valerie, we have to talk about that Sunday night, too.
Oh, you got it. I've got it written down.
Shucky ducky. Please. Mm-hmm. Please. It's so nuts.
I'm going to make it into a dance, the shucky ducky shuffle.
Yeah, let's do something ducky. With that.
Yeah, I've
shucky
got it.
Ducky.
It's a shucky ducky day.
This man is an it's so crazy what's going on. But listen, can I revisit the daughter of a garbage man?
Yes, please.
Yes, please. No, because it's like, you know, you grow up. My father didn't finish high school. My mother's an educated woman from Ireland, and he has street smarts. She has book sense. And you're told you're raised to do the right thing, and life's going to reward you. And you see what's getting rewarded, and your head wants to explode. I mean, it's just so nuts between this Trump, the Kardashians. This is what's going on in our world right now.
That's right.
So that's what my show's about. It's about, like, who do you blame for all this? Like, who's at fault for all this? And ultimately, what does one do? So that's what I'm going to be doing at Piano Fight on Tuesday, June 21st, and Wednesday the 29th. And if people want to come out, go to pianofight.com or Eventbrite and just enter Fun Cheap. You'll save $2. It's only $10 anyway, you cheap people. Just come out. Come on. How much easier can I make this?
Yeah.
It's in the Tenderloin. It's on Taylor Street.
That's why you can afford to only do it for $10. It's in the Tenderloin.
But this is a cool joint.
It
used to be Original Joe's. And on Sunday, they have like a burlesque brunch on Sundays. And they have these really cool theaters in the back. They're really supportive of artists at a time when a lot of people aren't. So it's a cool place.
Love that about San Francisco. Do you ever talk about the Housewives?
You know what? Can I tell you something?
Yes.
That is my total mindless pleasure because my head never stops. And if I can just spend an hour with Crazy Big Eyes Ramona or the Housewives of Jersey, I grew up literally 5 miles from where Teresa Giudice, whatever the hell her name is.
Oh, my God. Yes. And her husband's in jail now. So they flipped.
Joe, right. So close yet so far. I grew up in a lower middle-class neighborhood, and they grew up in a total Guido neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
My sister took me up and down the driveway last year when I was home. She's like, Florian, this is where she lives.
You were on their driveway?
Up and down, yeah, of course. That's what you do. You have to drive up rich people's driveways. That's what we do in New Jersey. You just drive up and down rich people. We did Yogi Berra's in Montclair before he died. Yeah, you go up rich people's driveways.
Yeah.
And they, oh, got lost. Sorry, I thought it was a whole road. I didn't realize it was a driveway.
The GPS.
I thought this would lead me to Montreal. Big mistake.
I love
but,
it.
Yeah. And it's like New Jersey is so tightly, every town is so close to the next one. So each one has such a different feel. And you're in like a very accessible working class town, and you go next door to their town, and you're like, what just happened? It's so nuts.
Well, so I was going to talk about the divorce rates for someone went through all of the Real Housewives shows and figured out the divorce rate for each show. D.C. has the highest at 100%, while Dallas and Potomac didn't have any divorces. Overall, the divorce rates for this 9-show franchise is like 33 1/3. So Housewives of Dallas, 0. Housewives of Potomac, 0. Housewives of Jersey, 12.5. Housewives of Miami, 15. Orange County, 26.6. Beverly Hills, 33 1/3. New York City, 44%. Atlanta, 60%. And D.C., 100% of them got divorced.
Really?
D.C., yeah. Really?
I didn't even know there were that many Housewives shows.
I didn't either until you just said this. All I know is I like New Jersey, I like New York, and I like Beverly Hills, but I never got into it until I went through my divorce and I was working at what I call dead baby radio. So every night I had to talk about people killing themselves or who was in a hole or who was shot in the head or who got drowned or eaten by an alligator. I couldn't take it. So every night I got home about 3 a.m, I had 2 glasses of wine and watched the Beverly Hills Housewives, and that's all I had going in my life. I was thrilled to have it. You guys aren't getting my dark sense of humor
No. Look, Sharon does the same thing.
Who's Sharon?
She's my partner. So, yeah.
What, you own a pizza parlor? What
is, yes, we're partners.
We share
a dog together.
Oh, all right.
And our lives, yes. Well, you know, don't try to figure it out because I haven't. Yeah.
I need a glass of wine with you. We'll figure it out.
We need to talk this out for sure. Yeah.
We definitely have to hash this out. But sounds delicious.
But the whole thing is the insanity of The Bachelor, The Bachelorette.
Oh, I don't watch any of that.
And the Housewives thing is I can't talk when any of this is on, or she'll actually stop it and rewind it to where I came in. I'm like, okay, whatever. You can watch it yourself.
Yeah, but Trex, when I was going through my painful, when I was getting unmarried and I was in pain, visceral pain, and I would say with my good comedian friends, which, by the way, one of them is on America's Got Talent now, Al Ducharme.
Oh, yeah.
Very excited. He and his wife are some of my dearest friends. We're so close. I cried on their couch for a year. And I'd be there, and his Bernadette Pauly, she's a comedian, would be watching The Housewives. I'm like, why are you doing this to your mind? This is absurd. And then after 3 weeks, I'm like, when is it back on? Are we going to watch it again?
What happened last week? Yeah, but you got it. But you got to have to. You have to record it so that you know you can fast forward through it because it just drives you insane. I think. I don't know.
You know what it is? I get now. I used to like mock it, but now I get it. It's just life is so sad and it's so frustrating to watch what's going on in Orlando, to watch so many painful things that you just go, this is so stupid and so mindless. It's like a vacation.
Right.
For an hour.
Right,
that's
yeah.
It.
We need mindless things, yeah, and amen. So once again, go see Maureen Langan, and you want to tell the dates and the website?
It's at the Piano Fight. I'm doing Daughter of a Garbage Man. I'm preparing it for the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. I'll be there for a month in August, so I would love your support as I get this on its feet. I'll be at the Piano Fight June 21st and June 29th. Go to Eventbrite or pianofight.com. Enter fun, cheap, and you'll get $2 off a $10 ticket. We'll hang out. We'll have a few laughs. It'll be all good.
Okay, Mo Langan. And when,
hey, Drex, thank you.
We'll tune in Sunday night from 7 till 10 to hear you.
Shucky ducky.
All right. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk about Mark Zuckerberg. Is he a lizard? No, really. Shapeshifting. No, really. Yeah. Really? No, really. Okay. All right. That's on the way. But first, with a look at traffic, it is Lee Graham.
Now back to the Drex Radio Show.
Now back to the Drex Radio Show.
On KGO 810.
And there still is no word on the fate of the passengers and crew who were aboard the small sightseeing boat, the SS Minnow, when she sailed last Tuesday from Honolulu Harbor for a three-hour island cruise. Hope for their survival grows dim.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic port aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailor and the skipper brave and sure. Five passengers set sail that day for a three-hour tour. Ooh, and it makes you wonder. The ship aground on the shore of this uncharted desert isle with Gilligan, the skipper. But to the millionaire and his wife.
I don't know.
And they're here on Gilligan's Isle.
That's just crazy. So did you know that Jimmy Page testified in court yesterday for the Stairway to Heaven plagiarism trial? It's on. I mean, Led Zeppelin is accused of stealing that intro to Stairway to Heaven from that group called Spirit. But they're not the only ones who stole it. I mean, these guys, what you just heard was this little group called Little Roger and Goosebumps. They check it out, you know, so they put that together. But I don't know. You know, this Stairway to Heaven thing, it's very, very creepy. Here's Led Zeppelin. And then here's Spirit with their song Taurus. It sounds the same to me.
Yeah, but there's the synthesizers in the background. One's descending, and this one's ascending.
This is Led Zeppelin. Well, both songs use a common chord progression.
Yeah.
I mean, that you can find in plenty
of other
places.
Come on, how many chord progressions are there in the world?
I know,
that can overlap.
Really, come on. It's, I think it's...
Okay, let me ask you this.
Hold on. I see what you're saying. It's going down. Okay. But they could have heard that and just decided, okay, Let's take it up a chord.
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
Who made millions of dollars off of their hit?
Well, that would be Led Zeppelin.
Right. So why do you think Taurus wants a cut? Don't you think that's just an easy paycheck?
Well, and by the way, let's face it. The Randy California songwriting credit to Stairway to Heaven, California died in 1997. So the lawsuit by Spirit's founding bassist,
the guy's name
Mark
is Randy
Andes.
California.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And he's trying to get Zeppelin to give Spirit singer Randy California songwriting credit on Stairway to Heaven. So, I mean, California died in 97. So, I don't know. I mean,
it's a compelling argument. I just think it's too convenient for Spirit.
Well, here's what's crazy to me. The song's set in 1972, isn't it? Something like that. And we're fighting about it 40 years later.
Right. Why did it take so long to come to court?
Because...
Money was made?
No, they're shape-shifting. That's why.
lizards, do
yes.
you say?
Mark Zuckerberg would like you to know that he is not a shape-shifting lizard person, bent on world domination. Hillary Clinton might be. George Bush was. Let me see. Donald Rumsfeld was. Princess Di allegedly was.
Well, then she moisturized because I didn't see it.
Queen Elizabeth, shape-shifting lizard.
Okay. What's the argument? I don't get this. I do not get this.
This is a conspiracy theory that goes back to the 20s, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Crazy's been around that long. That's good to know.
Right. So this reptoid thing, surprisingly difficult answer, blah, 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 blah. Aliens that combine human and animal forms have been a staple of pulp science fiction and comic books going back to at least the 20s. Staple of mythology, such hybrid figures can be traced across the millennia. Yes, lizard men have been spotted from places in the United States to all over the world. We don't need to get into all of that. But
one was in the Ozarks, and the other one is in Ohio.
Right, and then in Italy and Canada. And by the 80s and 90s, the alien mythoids darkened. There were some chatter about lizard-like ETs, some rescued from the Roswell saucer crash in 1947, being kept underground at a military base in Dulce, New Mexico, and suggesting that these serpentine beings, not the spooky X-Files style aliens, but the ones that we're talking about are calling the shots now. Illuminati, all of that stuff.
Illuminati are lizards too?
Yep.
A lizardnati.
According to this conspiracy theory.
What say you, Drex?
I don't know. I love conspiracy theories.
You like the theories. But, that's like for reading with comic books by flashlight at night.
I know, right?
I like a good ghost story at a campfire, too, but by the light of day.
Okay, so Zuckerberg did his live feed, and Jerry Seinfeld stepped in to the set when he was doing the live feed, and let's take a listen to it. This is fun.
I do these personal challenges every year.
Right.
And this year, I have two. One is to run 365 miles, so an average of 1 mile a day. And then the other one is to build...
That is not a challenge.
Yeah, I know.
A mile a day.
I know. So that was the easy one.
Yeah.
The other one is to build an AI that controls my home.
Okay, that's a little more challenging.
Yeah, so I figured, you know, doing something physical is good in order to offset all of the sitting that I'm going to be doing writing this AI. So, you know, the AI is going pretty well. I can now basically talk into my phone and tell it to turn off the lights or turn up and down the temperature.
That's
or
good.
Let people in through the gate. You know, the new thing that I'm working on is we have this camera at the gate, and it can now look at who's coming up, and even before they ring the doorbell, know if I want to let them in. So, you know, take my wife, for example, she's a good one to let in.
Right.
And so she can just walk up, and it's like, hey, Priscilla, come in.
Right.
And so that's a pretty fun one that we're working on. And, you know, maybe I'll do a live in a few weeks demoing some of this stuff.
Right. Isn't it funny how we work so hard to just eliminate a little bit of effort? I mean, to get the door is not that much work. But we are going to put in a tremendous amount of work to just save us walking to the door and opening it.
Yeah, you know, this one is, the challenge is more about the practice of writing this code.
Sure.
And learning about AI than
sure.
actually having it.
Right.
You know, I mean, in a few years, I think there will be better technology that can do a lot of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I enjoy the process of writing something that can understand the language,
mm-hmm.
that can understand voice, that can, you know, do the vision processing of, like, as someone's walking up to the door, can try to figure out who it is. And, you know, that part is interesting to me. And I think, you know, in running Facebook, you know, the technology company, it's, I think, also good practice,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, if I'm completely out of touch with the stuff that people here are doing, then I'm probably not going to do that good of a job of running the company. So there's that.
So there's that. And maybe move around for a mile a day.
Is it just me or when Jerry Seinfeld is going, oh, sure. Do you think he's meaning like sure, sure. You just, of course you just do it because the love of doing it. Like, I think he was kind of going, oh, as you would, you naturally, of course. Kind of having him on a little bit.
Yeah, perhaps.
I mean, it's Seinfeld.
Yeah, well, you're going to have Seinfeld-isms.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we were talking about Seinfeld today. What was that whole thing? The garbage fix.
Let me see if the recycling.
Oh, my God, this dumbass. So this guy in Michigan got caught trying to do the Seinfeld bottle deposit scam. He rented a truck, filled it with bottles from another state so he could run them back to Michigan and get the 10 cents for each one. Unfortunately for him, that's a felony. And so he got busted because he was speeding. This guy's named Brian Everidge, and he was just arraigned this week. But this goes back to Seinfeld, where Kramer and Newman were discussing the plan to use Newman's mail truck to take the deposit bottles back to Michigan to get the deposit. This is crazy. Well, now it's not going to play. All right, be like that. No, don't do this to me. Well, it's going to.
It's because like it's 9:40 whatever. It always does this
to
you.
I know, right? It does.
Right now.
Yeah. It's shape-shifting.
It's the lizard people.
Back at it again with the white men.
There we go. Damn it. Damn it to hell.
Daniel.
You just keep playing that. I'll figure it out.
Back at it again with the white men.
By the way, the Cavaliers won. That kind of sucks. There will be a game 7. Well, it won't let me sign in, so that's a bad sign.
Oh, no. The lizard people. Zuckerberg, his artificial intelligence.
Yes, that's what I get for calling him a shape-shifting lizard.
Daniel.
Back at it again, Daniel. Okay, now let's try this. So the dude got caught, and he's in big trouble, and this goes back to Kramer and Newman.
What is this? MI 10 cents.
That's Michigan. In Michigan, you get 10 cents.
10 cents?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You mean you get 5 cents here and 10 cents there? You could round up bottles here and run them out to Michigan
for the
difference.
No, that doesn't work.
What do you mean it doesn't work? You get enough bottles together.
Yeah, you overload your inventory and you blow your margins on gasoline. That doesn't work.
Now, you're not talking that Michigan deposit bottle scam.
No, I'm off that.
You tried it?
Oh, yeah, every which way. Couldn't crunch the numbers. It drove me crazy.
So some dumbass did it, and he got caught speeding, and then he got busted, and it's a felony. So we'll see what he gets. He could get up to 5 years. He's not going to get 5 years, but come on.
I mean, come on. Doing hard time for a little coins.
Somebody's watching too much Seinfeld on TBS.
I mean, I got to think.
Come on, people.
What was the tip-off? You know, like, these bottles and cans just flying from the back of this truck and, you know.
Oh, my God. I'd love to be the cop who pulled that mess over. I mean, come on. Okay. Speaking of conspiracy theories, something's going on with this NBA championship.
Oh, yeah?
How did this happen that it's now tied 3-3? We'll discuss coming up on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
The Drex Radio Show, weeknights 7 to 10 on KGO 810.
Sure, there's a conspiracy. Yeah. Let me take a look because I'm taking looks. That's what I'm doing. I'm looking for a conspiracy, and I'm going to find one. Okay, so the Warriors lost tonight, which really sucks. And what was the score? 115 to 111. Do I have that right? Cavs won in Cleveland. So now it comes back Sunday night to Oracle. That's nice. Let me see. I'm looking at where this is from. Disgraced former NBA referee Tom Donaghy told Sports Illustrated that he thinks the NBA suspended Golden State's forward Draymond Green for game 5 of the NBA Finals because the league wanted to prolong this series. From Sports Illustrated, I think when you look at the overt acts that Green has committed before, there were definitely more severe than this act, and yet he's going to end up with a flagrant foul and suspension because of it. In the past, I believe it was disregarded because the Warriors were down in the series. Here, they're up in the series, so I think there's a situation where that it gives Cleveland a better chance of prolonging the series. And on and on and on and on. Okay. So, people, free Draymond. Okay, it is bat poop crazy.
Is that a hashtag?
It should be.
Free Draymond?
Hashtag. Let me see if it is.
Oh, I bet.
It is now. Yeah, you should go ahead and make it one. Yes, you can credit me. Yeah, and join me at Generation Drex. Okay, note me. Hook me in on it. All right, so what do you think? Because this has never happened before. Nobody's ever come back in the NBA like this before. So if they end up winning, I mean, you know.
Free Draymond Green. It's a trending hashtag.
Is it?
Yes.
Cavs do it again. Force game 7. In another clutch performance, LeBron James drops 41 to lift the Cavs to their second straight win over the Warriors, evening the series at 3-3. Karen, do you think there's something fishy going on here?
Actually, I do, and so does Curry's wife.
Tell me.
Up. She thinks something's going on, too.
Well, tell me what you think is going on. Because I don't know basketball like you guys. It's like a religion here. I'm catching on. I'm getting better, but...
I think that the officials at this point don't really like Curry, and LeBron is their favorite. So they're picking on Curry. He got kicked out of the game tonight for throwing his mouthpiece, and that was BS.
Really? Oh, my God. They kicked Steph Curry out of the game? Now, I did not have it on because I would be distracted, obviously.
Yeah, it would be.
I can't sit here and do a show and watch.
You're Valerie. You take
right.
the calls.
Yeah, you know, watch the NBA.
I'll pretend to be psychic.
So
yeah, that wouldn't go well.
At what point in the game was he kicked out?
In the fourth quarter.
Oh, in the fourth quarter.
And he was mad. LeBron flopped, and he got mad and threw his mouthpiece. He got kicked out of the game. Went back to the locker room.
Oh, jeez. Okay, people. Well, now there will be a game seven, so we'll. You know what? Let's take the positive stance on this. We'll be bringing it home.
We're going to settle this on our home turf.
Nation, yes.
Right here.
We will settle all of this right here.
Blue and gold.
Oh, my God.
I don't think I've ever seen Steph Curry lose his temper.
And I'm really happy that I came up with the idea that there was a conspiracy theory. I'm happy with myself because I Googled it, and yes, there is. Because I love conspiracy theories.
Here's a conspiracy theory. Drex Googles himself. Oh, and it's true. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh,
I'm psychic.
Yes,
I did it.
Conspiracy theory. Okay. All right. This is not a conspiracy theory. I want to give you a 4-pack of tickets to check out the Sonoma Marin County Fair coming to the Sonoma Marin Event Center and Fairgrounds in Petaluma, June 22nd through the 26th. And you can check out the world's ugliest dog competition and North of the Gate wine competition, along with the rides and food and fun for the whole family. Get your tickets at sonoma-marinfair.org. Okay, so we'll take caller 10 right now. We'll hook you up.
All right.
Well, you can talk to Valerie. She'll hook you up.
Oh, good. Put me to work.
808-0810 is the number. Okay, have a great night. And I will figure out this conspiracy, and we will talk about it more tomorrow. And maybe you can book somebody to talk about the conspiracy.
I will work on it.
Yes, because if you Google it, it's there. Something's fishy. Okay, have a great night. The John Bachelor Show is next on KGO8.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.